Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, let's dip our toes in the NFL water. It is time for football today. Oh, little John Facenda? The autumn wind is a pirate? Okay, yes. What do you got for me?
Well, gentlemen, it is time for OTAs, and you have some haves and have-nots. Some players have decided they are not going to OTAs. Arizona, Kyler Murray, Hollywood Brown, not there. But then you have other people who decide to show up. I don't even know if Cleveland told Baker Mayfield that we have OTAs this week. Being that they're voluntary, what is the point of OTAs?
They're voluntary but involuntary. Like, you're expected to be. You know the drill.
Can you punish somebody for not showing up?
Yes. There are ways. And look, Kyler Murray's the one that offends me most. Let me just tell you. The way he played in that playoff game, that was a total embarrassment. He looked like a child out there. To then not show up, to be upset about contract talks when you can't win a game in November and December... Look, I like Kyler. And if Arizona tried to trade him, I'd be in line to try to bring him to town. But grow up, man. But show up, do your job, have good faith negotiations, you'll get your money. But doing this, I'm deleting my social media and I'm skipping OTAs. You're the quarterback, you're the captain. Act like it.
But Hollywood Brown just traded there and he's missing OTAs. You figure he would want to get there.
Listen, I wonder if that's pre-scheduled. And it just happened to be an OTA. He told the team already that he was,
David, John and Joy's wedding.
Yes,
David,
exactly.
It's your new team.
He should be there.
And you're also seeking a contract. See, this is what I'll say. And it's a larger point that we're probably not going to be able to fully explore during a blitz. This is the NBA coming to the NFL. We are seeing things now in the NFL we simply did not see 5 years ago. Forget about 10 or 15. Player holdouts at this level. The I'm deleting my social media, the googly eyes emoji, the demanding of trades, the quarterback movement, the player movement. It's chaos. And look, I'm okay with it because I think the NBA is interesting. I think the NBA is like the WWE.
Yeah, but we still haven't hit the super team in the NFL yet.
No, and I think the rules will. Well, the Rams are close, but I get your point.
Right, but it wasn't Stafford saying, I want all of these people to come and join me.
Right.
It just so happened they had a collection of people who all showed up.
I would just like to see the players, look, if Aaron Rodgers wants to skip OTAs because he is Aaron Rodgers, or if you're Tom Brady, I can live with it.
Yeah, Aaron Donald's skipping. Okay, you're Aaron Donald.
Aaron Donald's coming off a Super Bowl, about 7 defensive player
really
of the year awards.
Know if he's coming back.
Right. And guess what? That's a contract play. But when you're Kyler Murray, sorry, kid. The last time I saw you, you were busy throwing a flutter ball 4 yards for a pick six. I've never seen anything like it. You got to show up to OTAs, young man.
All right, we just had the NFL draft, and there's some updated numbers from the Vegas Insider. Offensive Rookie of the Year, odds.
J-Mo.
You want to take a guess who has Jameson Williams plus 1,200? To be the Offensive Rookie of the Year.
If you told me Jameson Williams was going to play 12 football games this year, I would take that bet in a heartbeat.
Who's throwing him the ball?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
You guys want to take a guess at who is the leading person in Vegas to win the Offensive Rookie of the Year?
Kenny Pickett.
Mike?
No, I gave him. Leave me alone. You're insulting Jameson Williams and my feelings hurt.
I'm not insulting him. I mean, really, I'm insulting Jared Goff.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. I'll give you a real answer. I know it's not Kenny Pickett. Chris Olave.
No, David, you were actually right. It is Kenny Pickett.
Wow. Seriously?
Plus 500
in the black and gold.
Oh, I'm excited.
Come on now. What if Kenny Pickett works out? I mean, wow.
Plus 500. Next is Drake London at plus 700. Garrett Wilson, Treylon Burks, Breece Hall, Christian Watson.
Nope.
Kenneth Walker and Chris Olave. Then J-Mo.
I'm all set. You tell me Jameson Williams is going to play 12 games. That's my bet.
Defensive Rookie of the Year odds.
Kayvon Thibodeau.
David, want to take a guess?
Yeah, I'll go Aiden.
It is. It's the other Lions rookie coming in. Aiden Hutchinson at plus 500. Kayvon plus 550. So right behind.
Kayvon.
Number one overall pick.
Kayvon's got better talent around him, by the way.
Trayvon Walker plus 700.
Yeah, I take Kayvon. He gets to play next to Leonard Williams, Dexter Lawrence.
Aziza or whoever.
It's Aziz Ojulari.
Sauce Gardner at 1,000.
And I can make fun of because I can't say the Rangers goalie's name. Shishirshkin. You called the guy Azahir Hakim.
Ah.
I was close.
Ozzy. I remember that. All right, gentlemen. I think that it's going to happen.
What?
I believe it's called Trottenham Hotspur.
Tottenham.
Tottenham.
Trottenham. I mean, this is a mispronunciation buffet. Tottenham, the EPL team.
Okay. Well,
the North London Derby. Come on, man. Get your Premier League on.
Okay.
We're talking Wolverhampton.
Haggis.
That's Scotland. why are you saying Tottenham? What's the issue?
They're eyeing to a bid to host the Super Bowl.
Their new stadium?
In their new stadium in 2026.
Yeah,
Super Bowl will actually go global.
See, I don't like this.
In London, 2026, because that's the next city that's up for bid. If they build this stadium, the NFL keeps going over there all the time. You know what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, but I don't have to like it. And I think it's a mistake. You play your championship game, you should play it on home soil. I'm sorry. I think it's ridiculous to ask these teams to, hey, congratulations, you're going to the Super Bowl.
But don't you want to see people showing up in, like, ridiculous jerseys for the Super Bowl?
Right.
Maurice Jones-Drew. Right.
Random British guy from Bournemouth wearing a Bernie Kosar jersey. That's what I need.
Chris Spielman.
Lions jersey.
Right. Well, you do know.
Roy Williams.
I think it's happening for real.
It is.
Super Bowl 60. You know they want to go all out for that.
I don't like it. And it's the same thing with the Pistons playing a game in Paris. I'm tired of this crap.
Here's the funny thing about it. The Super Bowl will be earlier that day because they are 6 hours ahead of us.
Oh, my God. It's going to be, what, 9 a.m.?
So, no. They would probably have to play a night game there, which is like 8 or 9 o'clock.
To get a 3 p.m.
Yeah.
Dang.
So, it will be an early Super Bowl.
I'll just go there. Pittsburgh will be.
I don't like it. I feel the same way about the Super Bowl as I feel about English breakfast. Who the hell needs baked beans with their breakfast? It's absurd.
Well, here's the thing. Will they really know what the Super Bowl is? Because we keep sending our garbage over there to play games.
Right.
We don't send, like, you won't see Rams and Chiefs.
Jets and Atlanta.
Right. So they're going to be like, oh, it's another meaningless game, right? Okay. Go get your Roy Williams jersey. We're going to the game.
Pip. Broncos Raiders.
Right. All right, two more quick things. Speaking of meaningless things, the NFL is finally getting a clue. They're talking about getting rid of the Pro Bowl.
Thank God.
What should they do instead of the Pro Bowl? Is there anything or just get rid of it all and just give the people their honors and say, you were one of the top players, you made the team, and we don't want to watch this pathetic game.
Subtraction.
So they should have like some type of skills challenge or just say nothing.
No, I'm good. Like, things evolve. The NBA should get rid of the dunk contest. It's evolved. We've seen it all. We've done it all. Nobody's interested.
See, the dunk contest is really easy. I think you just keep raising the rim. So do all your fancy dunks, but you raise the rim in 3-inch increments to see who could dunk the highest and still do fancy stuff.
All right. Well, you enjoy that. The rest of us will be watching Netflix.
You wouldn't watch that.
No. Okay. What's the next issue?
Finally, the USFL has...
All right, that's football today.
Have any of you watched any of these games?
I watched two plays Saturday. I was flipping channels, and it was Preakness Day, but it was Jordan Te'amu, the kid who took Shea Patterson's gig at Ole Miss. And I heard the name, and I went, whatever happened to him? He went to Weber State. They had two plays from, like, the eight-yard line to win the game.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. David, and then I turned the channel.
Yeah, I watched the Michigan Panthers for the first half this past weekend. They looked bad, so I stopped watching.
Yeah, I haven't watched it. All I know is the crowds look like a Pac-12 game. And that is your NFL Blitz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.